Shalom. We are on Rav Kook's commentary on the Agadata, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, and the Gemara reads as follows. We started seeing this last time, and now Rav Kook is going to deal with the next paragraph. The Gemara tells us, we saw last time, that when the Navi, hello? Yeah. When the Navi promises that something good is going to happen, then it always will take place. And on the other hand, when something bad is going to happen, not always, sometimes people do tshuva, and or Hashem has mercy. And that is except for what we're going to see now. The Pasuk says in Sefer Yechezkel, here we'll read it inside, Damar Abacha Bar Chanina, Meolam lo yatzta midat tova milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chazar balira'a chutz midavar zeh. Again, this is the only thing that Hashem said something good, and then, as if it were, he changed his mind, and it didn't come to be. Dichtiv, it says in Yechezkel, chapter 9, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Avor betocha ir, go through Yerushalayim. We'll see that Hashem is talking to the malach, to the angel Gabriel. Vehidveta tav al mitzchot anashim hane'enachim vane'enakim al kol atoevot ana'asot. And put a marker on the forehead of those who are complaining about all of the injustice, all of the bad things that are going on in Yerushalayim. Betocha zaken bachur ubetula v'tav v'nashim te'argu l'mashchit v'al kol ish asher alav atav al tigashu. Whoever has, I'm continuing the pasuk, you don't have this in the Gemara, that whoever has this marking on their head, this spot of ink on their head, Hashem tells Gabriel, they are tzadikim and don't touch them. V'al mitzcham shel rishaim tav shel dam, but on the foreheads of the evil, make a mark not of ink but of blood, k'dei sheyishlatu be malachei chabala, and the evil people, the evil angels, will punish those bad people. Amra midat adin lifnei hakadosh baruch hu, ribono shel olam, ma nishtanu elu mielu. So the Midat Adin, the angel who sticks up for justice, says, why are you punishing these and not punishing that? And God answers, Amar la halalu tzadikim gmurim v'alalu rishayim gmurim. What do you mean? These are the righteous, and these are the evil, and therefore we're going to save the righteous and punish the evil. Now, the obvious question that Rav Kook is going to deal with tonight is, what does the angel think? Like, it's so obvious that the righteous are the ones who are going to be saved, and the evil are those who are not going to be saved, who are going to be punished. And what does it mean that the angel asks, what do you mean? They're all the same. Why do you save these and punish these? So, Rav Kook writes as follows. This is a Piska Kaf, Parakei Piska Kaf. Hayidiyah Elohit Hatsofe umabetet ad im kesof kol tachlit lifanea kechashecha keora. When Hashem, who knows everything, when he looks at a situation, he sees the in-depth. As we're going to see, there are three levels of in-depth. There is, first of all, the chitzoni, there is the external, that which everyone sees. Then there is also a deeper level. And then we're going to see there is also a level of justice, which is a third level. Okay? And so let's see it inside. V'atachlita klalit yotzeit letova min harishaim kasher hi yotzeit min hatzadikim. God, who knows how to look in depth at all of creation and at the whole world, he knows that good is going to come out of the evil, just like out of the bad. And there is, as we learned once in Orot together, Rav Kook says that the Am Yisrael is like wine. And in wine, you need a little of those shmarim, klipot, the peels, which that is what ferments the wine. And Rav Kook says, based on Chazal, that Am Yisrael also needs some rishaim. Am Yisrael needs some evil people. And as the Baal HaTanya said, Tzibur is the abbreviation of Tzadikim, Benonim, Urishaim. That there need to be Rishaim in Am Yisrael. And so in the end, good comes out of the evil as well. And God knows that. Elashi yotzet min ha-Rishaim al-yedei ha-ra'ot ha-ba'ot aleim ve'al olam biglalam. But the evil who choose to do bad, they will bring good to the world through either the bad that they do or the punishment that comes to them. Uminat tzadikim, on the other hand, the righteous people, the good comes through al yedei ha-tova v'ha-chesed haba al yadam le'olam. But the bottom line is that there's a need for evil, there is a need for good, and Hashem created the world in a way that there's free will, and there are always going to be a certain number of people who choose to be bad. Paragraph bet. V'lod, elishiv seter levav kol adam, nisterati she'ifa letova, letzedek, limusar, v'likdusha. Not only does good come out of evil people, but they're not really evil. If you look inside, and this is the deeper level, if you look inside of every human being has a spark of God. Even people who are evil, they do have a natural leaning to want to towards good. Everyone has a conscience and feels good when you do good and feels guilty when you don't do something right, or you do something bad. Litzedek, everybody has a natural liking for justice. Limusar, v'likdusha, for morality, for holiness. Af bilibo shel harasha hagamur, even the really bad person has that basic goodness. And this may sound familiar. We saw this in together in Chazon HaTzimchonut, where Rav Kook writes about vegetarianism, where he says one of the problems if a person isn't on a high enough level and is not yet fulfilling all of his obligations towards human beings, that he shouldn't skip stages to be a vegetarian. Why? Because we have a tendency, especially evil people, can waste their morality, can waste their good, godly conscience, which they also have. They can waste it on the animals. And we mentioned then that Hitler, Yimach Shemo, he was a vegetarian, and he had a menagerie, and he liked pets. And Rav Kook says that's one of the dangers of that a person can prefer doing good to animals because they're not his competition. People are your competition, and that's why Hitler couldn't stand Jews. And somebody who is your competition in business, you have a natural problem with him. It's more easier to be nice to a little child or to somebody who's not your competition. And therefore, so Rav Kook is saying, even the evil people inside, they do want to do good. But because of the different michsholim, the different obstacle blocks, their trip up, some people choose wrong. They choose bad. And that doesn't mean that inherently they're bad. Adrabba, everyone inherently has a godly soul. If we want to deal on the level of the truth of justice, kefima shemitzuyar lanu lefachot mi'ashleimut ha'gdola shel da'ato shel el deyot. Right? If you want to try and understand how God looks at the world through his eyes of deeper justice, hachoderet klayot v'lev, God, who sees not only the external bad actions, he also sees your internal heart. He knows even the bad person has a spark of God. Az hayu simanei atzadik v'arasha mitalmim mi'itanu. And if we would be able to see deep into people's hearts, we would get confused because we wouldn't look at their outside problematic actions. We would just see that, okay, they're good and he's good. And that's what the angels are saying. What's the difference between the good and the bad? Why are you saving these and you're punishing them? And Rav Kook is explaining because deep inside, an angel sometimes can see deeper. And that can be confusing. V'lo hayta lo regel ha-mishpat amida ba'olam. And accordingly, there would be no justice in the world. Right? If judges in the Sanhedrin, every time there's a murderer, he would be brought to the high courts, and they would look in his heart and see his godly soul, they'd never put anyone to death. They would never see that anyone's bad. And that's why the Sanhedrin has to deal with the outside picture, with the evidence. That's also why the Sanhedrin, you can't come to a Sanhedrin after killing somebody and saying, well, I want to be a Baal Tshuva. Right? There's no such thing as a Baal Tshuva in a Sanhedrin. Maybe you're sincere, maybe you're not sincere, but everyone will say that. So the Sanhedrin, when we're talking about justice, you have to deal with the external actions. And that is the problem that these angels in the Gemara here are having, where they look inside a person, they see, hey, everyone is good inside, so why are you punishing them? Right? You should look at the good. Now, this will already foreshadow a drop. Rav Kook here is relating to us, who he's already convinced that you should look deeper into a person. And now Rav Kook is telling us, but don't forget to see his external actions as well. And it's a good time, maybe, to look in Igeret Takana, where Rav Kook goes into depth. This is Igeret in Gematria, Taf Kuf Nun Hei, it's 555. And it means, it's also in Gematria, Ohev Yisrael. A lot of people don't know that. This is the Rav Kook's famous letter to the Ritbaz, where the Ritbaz, who said that, Yehoshua points out that the Sanhedrin really never really killed anyone practically. That's also true. But, not just putting them to death. You know, if we look deep into the soul of a thief, and he'll say, well, I didn't really mean to steal, or I'm not a robber in my deep heart, you know, so we would might let him off from paying kefel, from paying double the amount, or paying arba v'chamisha if he's a gazlan, all the penalties. In other words, you can't judge it. You have to judge a person with what we see outside. Now, the Ritbaz, who was the chief rabbi of Tzfat, afterwards he was the chief rabbi of Chicago also, he ran away after not too long. He couldn't stand America. And he does not understand how Rav Kook is a Zionist and how Rav Kook is Mikarev anyone to even the evil people, even the sinners, even the Chalutzim, the pioneers who don't believe in God. Why is Rav Kook bringing them closer? So you have to understand this in order to understand the continuation of Rav Kook is going to say by us. So Rav Kook says, Yada hadrat ga'ono, sheshnei dvarim ikariyim yishnam, shem yachad bonim kedushat Yisrael. There are two aspects, two parallel aspects, which together make up the holiness of Israel. Vayit kashrut elokit imahem, and the godly connection with the Jewish people. Harishon hu segula. The first is segula, that God created us with a Jewish soul, with a special soul, a unique soul. Klomar teva hakdusha shebenishmat Yisrael miyirushat avot. This is something that we inherit from our forefathers. For example, the pasuk in the Torah, lo betzidkatcha, Hashem tells us, I didn't choose you because you're greater than anybody else. Hashem says, I chose you because of your forefathers. You are a treasure for me. There are different psukim. Yisrael asher becha et pa'ar. I boast about Israel. This is talking about the internal goodness that every Jew has. Vazgulahu koch kadosh pnimi, munach b'teva nefesh b'ritzon Hashem. God decided to give the Jews a special soul. Kmo teva kol davar miamtziut. Just like there is an essential nature to dogs, that they cannot be cats, and people cannot be pigs. Right? You can eat like a pig, but you cannot be a pig, because God created you with your essential nature. She'i efshar lo lishtanot klal. This cannot change. A Jew can act like a Gentile, but he can never be a Gentile. Ki hu amar v'yehi, because God is the one, he said it, and it is. That's how creation is. V'yamided la'ad lo'olam. And whatever God decrees, that is forever. So this is the first aspect of the holiness of Israel. The second aspect, v'asheni hu inyan b'chira. That man has free will, and we can choose to do good, or we could choose to do bad. Okay? If we choose to do good actions, to be moral, to learn Torah. And here, Rav Kook drops the bombshell. If I were to take a survey, and I remember when I learned this the first time, Rav Waldman asked us, what do you think is greater, the Sgula or the Bechira? The goodness that Hashem gave us, naturally, or when a person chooses good to develop and actualize that goodness through his free will. So almost everybody thinks that when a person chooses through his free will to be good, that is greater than somebody who just has that potential. Rav Kook says the exact opposite. And that's why you have to understand this to understand our paragraph tonight in Inaya. Ha'chelek shel hazgula hu arbei be'ein aroch klal yoter gadol v'kadosh me'achelek hataloi be'bechira. A person's godly soul is so much greater than those mitzvot which he did, because it's godly. When I choose to learn Torah or to be moral, that is man-made, and I'm never going to be perfect. On the other hand, that soul which Hashem created, Elokeinu Shemah Shenatati b'Torahi, it's godly, it's pure. Ela shebrit krutahi, but there is a covenant in this world. Shazgula pnimit lo tidgale bezman hazeh, ki im lefi otam mida shebechira mesaya et giluyeha. Again, like we just learned in Einaya, that in our world, a person judges by what his eyes see. If a person chooses to be good, we relate to him as good. If a person chooses to be bad, we relate to him as bad. We don't relate to his soul, because you'll find a lot of people exploiting you and taking advantage of you, you know, if you're treating everyone like a tzaddik, like these angels in the Gemara want to. Al kein kol talui lefi rov ma'aseh, agdusha emunah v'tamud Torah. In regular life, we judge a person and we rate a person, and a person is seen according to his choice, not by his godly potential. Nevertheless, says Rav Kook, a person's godly potential is even greater than any mitzvah which he would do, because your godly potential, again, is godly. And there's the opposite of what most people think. Dor shel ikva d'mashicha. And now Rav Kook is going to say, and this is what throws a lot of people off and why Rav Kook tonight has to correct them, because in the generations preceding the Geula, hen kedivrei tikunei hazohar, about our generation, the tikunei zohar writes, tov milegav ubish milabar. Our generation is bad on the outside, good on the inside. And Rav Kook is writing this about all those chalutzim, all the non-religious who are willing to risk their lives in the army and risk their lives to make aliyah and battle malaria and battle Arab marauders, even though externally they're not religious. And the sources, our rabbis, tell us that this is the way people are going to be in the generation preceding the redemption. Vehem chamuro shel Mashiach. The Mashiach comes in riding on a donkey. Why on a donkey? Why not on a horse? Well, we know a donkey is very slow. We also know that Rav Kook writes elsewhere that donkey is from the word chomer, that it is a generation which is very interested in the physical and national aspects of redeeming the land of Israel, rebuilding the army of Israel, reviving the language of Israel. All of these are physical, chomri aspects. Rav Kook is saying that this generation is like a chamor. Why does the Mashiach come riding in on a chamor? V'akavanah kamo chamor shemibachutz yesh bo shnei simanei tumah. Outside, if you look physically, not just outside, but even inside, a donkey does not have split hooves, a donkey does not chew his cud, and in terms of this, he's even worse than a pig. At least a pig, outwardly, has split hooves. He has at least one sign of kashrut. A donkey doesn't have anything. Nevertheless, there is a very special mitzvah regarding donkeys. Upeter chamor tivde b'seh. Usually we just give the firstborn to the Kohen on kosher animals. The only non-kosher animal that where you give the firstborn to a Kohen is the donkey. Am I on? Do people still see me? Hello? Can anybody still see me?
What happened?
I don't know. I blacked out. Ready to get started?
Oh, no.
Lunch meeting. I'll try this again. Okay, for those listening on the tape, we'll continue in a second. Okay, so I guess people will just hear this on the recording. So the special mitzvah of a chamor is that the chamor has internal kedusha, where what you do, if you have a firstborn donkey, you redeem the donkey and then give the money to buy a seh and give that to the Kohen. In other words, the donkey is the only animal which has hidden, internal, intrinsic holiness that you cannot see, not externally. He doesn't have split hooves. And also, not even if you look inside, because he doesn't chew the cud. And that explains Rav Kook, is what Chazal say about our generation. That our generation is especially good on the inside. Ubaruch Hashem asher ya'atzani lisa et tzari ha'gadol al'lbon tamidei chachamim ha'chavivim alai kegufai ve'bechovi. And Rav Kook is saying that I suffer a lot from the criticism of great rabbis like the Ribbaz, who he's writing to. Rak mipnei godel ma'alat ha'shalom b'chol makom u'v'yoter be'eretz Yisrael. He says the only reason why I step out on a limb and get all these arrows and all this criticism from the Haredi community is because it's so important in our generation to look inside to the of the people. Don't just judge them outwardly by their external actions, but their internal actions, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, and especially in this generation. V'yoter min hakol lefi matzavenu b'chidush, now that we are reviving the Jewish nation anew, shanu tzrichim shiyu kol hakochot sheba uma kshurim la'azor ish et achiv. We have to work together in this nationalism. What is nationalism about? This national unity that we all have to work together, religious and non-religious, right wing and left wing. Everyone has to work together. L'chazek u'litchazek ba'adamenu ba'adei arei Eloheinu. To support the Jewish Yishuv in the cities of God. Otana neshamot shetzur mitzvah chazdo agadol shetivanena baruchu. Rav Kook here is talking very poetically. Va'od yano yadona tuya baruch Hashem letova. God is building so much. Livnot velo laharos. This is a generation that Hashem has decided to rebuild, not to destroy. Lintoa velo laakor, to plant and not to uproot. Right? As we've said, in the past, that there are many sources that say that there's not going to be another exile. God decided that in the case that as soon as He's bringing us back to the land of Israel, it's found in the Midrash Tanchuma in Shoftim Piskayud, that as soon as we come back for the third time, that's it. There's not going to be another exile. Now, why do the rabbis tell us this? Hare, it seems to be counterproductive. If the whole threat of exile is to get us to do tshuva, and now he's telling us, no, there's not going to be another exile, so maybe people will let themselves misbehave. But the answer is, Rav Kook says, Va'anu chayavim la'avin et remizat hanagato el yonah v'lalechet bidrachav. We have to look at the hints of how God is running the world and to emulate him, to follow in his direction. Bidarkei noam unetivot shalom. To be patient, to be tolerant, to work together with the non-religious. And why, in fact? This is the gula of Rabbi Yoshua. We learned once, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzarichet, says that Rabbi Eliezer says that there's only gula if we do tshuva, repentance. Rabbi Yoshua brings psukim that say, no, there's gula even if we don't do tshuva. And they bring psukim back and forth. In the end, Rabbi Yoshua brings a pasuk from Yoshua that says very clearly, there is a ketz, there is a deadline. Which means, even if we don't do tshuva, God is going to redeem us. Why? Mevi goel livnei b'nehem lima'an shmo bi'ava. That Hashem is redeeming us because of the covenant to the fathers, and also because it's a chilul Hashem, right? Galut, exile, is a desecration of God's name. Right, every time there's a pogrom, or the Germans say, "Jew, where's your God?" Okay, and number three, be'ahava, Hashem loves us. So this is the direction of Rabbi Yoshua. I should also mention that it's not a coincidence that the same Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yoshua have a machloket, a difference of opinion, whether the world was created in Tishrei or in Nisan, where Rabbi Eliezer says it was created in Tishrei. Because he is Mr. Tshuva. And he says the redemption is going to be in Tishrei. And the mothers were answered and given children in Tishrei. Everything is Tishrei because everything depends on Tshuva. On the other hand, Rabbi Yoshua says the world was created in Nisan. And the mothers were answered in Nisan. And the redemption is going to be in Nisan. Why Nisan? Because Nisan is the Midav Rachamim. That Hashem redeemed us from Egypt even though we didn't deserve it. And there, Chazal say, very similar to what the angels are saying here in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun Hey, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, Valalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. The Egyptians are idolaters, the Jews are idolaters in that generation. Why do you kill the Egyptians and you save the Jews? And Rav Kook is saying, because when God wants to redeem, he looks at the inner soul, not at the external actions. Ve'afilu shivcha knanit shebe'eretz Yisrael, continues Rav Kook in Igeret Takana, even a non-Jewish slave, woman slave, in Eretz Yisrael, Chazal say Masechet Ketuvot Kuf Yud Aleph, she is muftachat shi bat olam haba. She is promised to share in the world to come. Now obviously, this non-Jewish slave is not such a great righteous person. If she's in the land of Israel, that shows that she has zchuyot. Ve'afilu me'esav harasha nityarei Yaakov avinu alav shalom shema tamod lo zchut yeshivat Eretz Yisrael. Bereshit Rabba Ayin Vav says that Yaakov avinu, why was he scared when he was coming back? Because he said, Esav has been in Eretz Yisrael for 20 years that I haven't been. And that is an unbelievable zchut. Rav Kook is saying, these are the type of zchuyot that even if our generation is not so religious on the outside, inside, they are really clearly have Israeli neshamot. The Kal V'chomer Lezer HaKodesh, if this is the true regarding Esav, how much more so regarding Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Da'af al gav deled bu himnuta? Ikru Bani Ma'ali. Here Rav Kook is saying explicitly, mentioning, we mentioned once the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav, that it's interesting. Rabbi Yehuda says that when are Am Yisrael called the children of God? Only when we act like good children, when we listen to our Father in heaven. Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he says, Ben kach u ben kach, no matter how a Jew acts, a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. You can act like a Gentile, just like you can act like a pig, but you can't be a pig, and you can't be a Gentile. A Jew can baptize himself a million times, he cannot be a non-Jew. And this is the idea. Oh, so what's interesting is that the klal is, everybody knows, Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. The law is like Beit Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, the law is like Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the law is supposed to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Kook says, like the Rashba, he quotes the Rashba in his responsa, here the halach is like Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Rabbi Meir brings so many psukim. V'chol amitametz lahatot klapei chesed ulamlitz al Yisrael. Whoever gives Am Yisrael the benefit of the doubt, and whoever gives the individual Jew the benefit of the doubt, afilu kishen osim ratzono shel makom, even if externally they are non-believers, harei ze mishubach. We are supposed to look inside and to see the neshama of each and every Jew, especially in our generation. And Rav Kook goes on there and says that there are some generations where the sgula is stressed at the expense of the bechira, and other generations vice versa. And we have a Kabbalah, a Jewish tradition, that in the generations before the geula, you look outside at Am Yisrael, you're going to see a lot of problems. And that's why you have to regulate, we have to regulate ourselves to look inside. This is especially important, especially what's going on today in Israel, and the right and the left, and everyone's hating each other, and we have to talk about seeing the goodness that we all have the same neshama. Getting back to Inaya, Rav Kook in paragraph Gimel, Al King. So what is Rav Kook saying by us? He's saying that theoretically, if you look inside, we're all the same. And that's why the angels don't see the difference between the righteous and the evil. But Rav Kook is saying you can't judge a person internally. Al kein be'emet ma'arechet המתמלאות המשפט היא תלויה באותו הערך של הצדק והרשע, לא כפי מה שהם בעומק הגניזה של עצמותם. When a person comes before a Beit Din or a Sanhedrin, you can't start looking at his internal goodness. כי אם כפי אותה מידה שהם מתגלים בפועל. That's when you have to look how he's living his life, externally. And this is where we look at a person's will. Even though, again, we just saw in Igeret Takana, the Rav Kook says that a Jew's skula is so much greater than his bechira, than what he chooses, good or bad. That's not when Hashem is talking about reward and punishment, or when a Beit Din, or when a person is judging. Say a child is playing with somebody who's a bad influence. There's nothing wrong with telling a child, no, we don't want you to play with that person. Why? Doesn't he have a Jewish soul? Yeah, he has a Jewish soul, but he might be a bad influence. So here, we don't look at the internal, Ela, Biyoter, Ela, Galui, Davka, the Lomitzada Shitriyut, and here is the third level. We're not just talking about somebody who looks at the external in a superficial way. Sheyesh begalui ki imitzada omek hayoter ganuz, shumashve ta galui damfkel tzurat ha-mishpat ha-ro'i lefi omek hayosher. When a person realizes his essential goodness through his free will, then that, obviously, if he has both, then that's the highest level. So, what Rav Kook is saying here is, even though he convinced us many times that you have to look at the internal goodness of each and every Jew, and that's very true, and give them the benefit of the doubt, and be kind to them, and cooperate with them in the Zionist movement, etc., etc. On the other hand, there is a time that we have to look externally. And that explains Rav Kook, is the idea of the Dio. What is ink? Ink is something which is not letters. Ink is something abstract. It doesn't say Tzaddik, Rasha. But it's just a sign which it is external, but it's an external sign which is also sort of internal. He doesn't write on the person's forehead Tzaddik or Rasha, but he makes a sign so that the angels will know that this is a Tzaddik and that is a Rasha. Right? And then Rav Kook says, and the evil people, what sign is it? Tav Shel Dam. It's not a sign of ink. Ink is for the tzaddikim because the tzaddik can do with the ink as he wants. He can write the words of his own personal Sefer Torah with that ink through his free will. On the other hand, the evil people, God says, put a sign of blood on their foreheads. Why? Shefech damim v'avadon shigoremet b'foal. The evil that people do causes bloodshed, causes when you embarrass a person, that's also considered bloodshed. And that also is important. Now, if the question is, we'll finish here.